My father was of the sky, my mother of the earth. The sea between became the scene, the place of my birth. My father ruled the kingdom with a cruel and savage hand. And when he'd won all that there was, he looked around for more. He decided he would fly. He built his wings of strings and things I knew not how or why. And then he had a tower built walls so high. It touched the clouds as they passed by. His lords, their ladies gathered neath to watch their king take flight. He spread his arms and bent his legs and jumped with all his might. And he flew up high and swooped down low and up and out of sight. He tired, he had not reckoned with the wind and all the strain. And his strings and things gave up and broke, and though he flapped and though he stroked, he fell. Of earth and flesh and strings and things. And that is how I became king.
Pretty good, huh?
Was good, a king for 60 years, beloved by some, beloved enough, as judge and jury, birth to death, sometimes by fear, but mostly not, kept peace and promise when I could, and felt remorse when I could not. The people were not always mine. To keep united, 'twas felt unkind. Again, again, enough, enough. I'm old and tired of all of this. And I feared my father's madness. What was his and more was now all mine. My thoughts took flight when in distress. So I devised a wily test to see if now was time to rest, if to resign was for the best.
More than beauty, more than wisdom. I better than to be a man, to be a man. Three beauties, three, three beauties, three. I rose one morning to question them, three beauties and no wise men. I rose and wrote my questions down, and to the wisest, kindest one would go the greatest part, you see. Three beauties, three, I ask of thee, ask each of thee, what would most important be? The land, your king, the people, your lives, the land, our king, our subjects, our lives. Three beauties, three, three beauties, three. The eldest one answered me, the life of a king most valued must be. Your life is worth more than mine. I would give it up for thee. This answer pleased me. So I gave her the greater north, so that she could rule as it's worth. And her husband dear was from there. Daughter two answered to, father dear, oh father dear, the answer to your question's clear. My life, the land, even my husband is not worth so much to me. And this too pleased me. So I gifted her the larger south to rule well, though I thought her husband but a youth. Three beauties, three. Youngest daughter, answer me. You are the wisest of the three. Which to you is worth the most, our kingdom, the subjects, or me, the host? Father, you are our king, but truth be told, you are getting old. So I believe that peace is the most fragile thing, and I would do most anything to keep you and it and our people free. This answer did not please me, so I sent her off to France. She could marry their king, but from me more now nothing. Was left daughters one and two, divided up, and when they were through, no crown, no gold, no folk, no knights, an empty throne, a servant or two. Oh, think my mind is not my own. They think that I am mad. Oh. island, it's clear. My father's no more. Value to us, he's a burden. His servants are getting fatter. The castle echoes with his laughter. His antics are driving me crazy. We must send him away. Send him away. I thought we could tame him, geld him, blame him, no folk, no crown of gold. But no, he's the same. He hasn't changed.
Happily married the king of all France. She's rich.
rich and contented. It makes me so mad. Send him to her. He's nuts and won't know. We're sending him to someone who hates him as we do. Just shut up and do what I tell you to do. Put him in carriage and send him to France. I can't stand one more day of his mad song and dance.
Wisest.
of it. For the future is ours to share. What time is left to you? The most, the best, and thus most blessed should be yours, and I with you. Please retake our lands, both north and south, that your hands may rule with pacific intentions. Wisest, kindest, our cottage is.